Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'll just say your name and your title.
It's Matt Grecksmith, and I'm one of the co-founders and co-CEOs of Swingers, the crazy golf club.
Yes, and we spoke, I guess, a couple years ago. It was in April of 2021 when you opened the Swingers mini golf in DuPont Circle. For those of us of a certain age, we remember it as the front page upstairs, Buffalo Billiards downstairs. But it's been how's that location been going? Before we get to the next one, I want to follow up on that really quick. How's that first?
Yeah, sure. It's been great. Yeah, it's been really great. I think what happened in the pandemic is people realized how much they missed going out, having real life experiences, connecting with their friends. So we came along in June 2021 with this new concept, which is mini golf with cocktails and gourmet street food in this very upscale environment. And it was just the right time. We opened in June 21, just as kind of everything was reopening. So people were excited to get out, come and explore what we were offering. And we've been open in DuPont now for a little over 18 months, and people love it. It's a great way to socialize, have a bit of competitive fun.
Yes, and we wanted to talk because the success of that, it has caused you to expand with another DC location, and it's going to open Friday, March 10th. So this Friday, why don't you tell us where it is and why you chose that spot?
We're opening in Navy Yards. It's obviously kind of a very different area of DC to DuPont, so it serves a different demographic of people. We've got this incredible space. It's 25,000 square feet. So DuPont Circle's actually a bit more compact at 19,000. So this gives us a whole load more space to expand. We've got 3 9-hole mini golf courses here in Navy Yard, as opposed to the 2 in DuPont. And yeah, we're right by Nat Stadium. So there's going to be lots of traffic on game days, people going up and down Half Street where we are. And yeah, with this new location, we've got this great theme of fun fairs. We're kind of inspired by the river nearby. So we've got a big boathouse bar. And most excitingly for me, we've created an English pub within our space. So if you've been to DuPont, you know we have a building within a building. And in DuPont, we have a clubhouse because it's themed like an English country golf club. And here in Navy Yard, we've done something a little different. We've created the Swingers Arms, which is a kind of English pub, and that's within the Swingers venue. So there's lots to come and explore.
Awesome. And just speaking sort of the location, it's gonna be in the bottom level of the Kelvin apartment building. I think that's like a popular rooftop spot where you can kind of peer over into the stadium a little bit. But is that right? It's in that building, right?
Yeah, we're in the Kelvin. We're on two floors. We have a bar on the first floor at street level, and then you go upstairs to find two more crazy golf courses and the Swingers Arms and the Boathouse Bar. So, yeah, it's good. You get to kind of find the venue, and then you get to explore all the way through it. So it's a real experience.
And forgive me if you already said it, but how many square feet is it total inside for you guys?
So, yeah, this new one in Swingers Navy Yard is 25,000 square feet, and that's made up of 3 really cool, exciting bar areas, 3 courses, 4 street food vendors, which we put together like DuPont Circle with Need Hospitality and Design, and of course, our English pub, the Swingers Arms. So yeah, it's very cool and quirky. And whether or not people have been to DuPont, they should definitely come down and check this out.
Definitely. And get a few holes in before a Nats game sometime.
Practice makes perfect.
That's awesome. Well, let's go to the part where we've all been waiting for, which is the actual mini golf. So how many different 9-hole golf courses are there?
So at Swingers Navy Yard, we've got 3 different 9-hole courses. And each of them have got a whole array of different moving obstacles, tricks, jumps, loops, you name it. We've got plenty to kind of keep you entertained and also slightly frustrated as well. So it takes about 30 to 40 minutes generally to play through the course. And the cool thing is we have caddies on the course who will give you tips and tricks and tell you how to try and get a hole in one. They'll also bring you drinks as you play, because we think the more you drink while you play, the better you get. And if they catch you getting a hole in one, then they'll bring you a little something to celebrate as well. So it makes for a very entertaining time on the golf course.
Well, yeah, you know, anyone that's been golfing, sometimes it helps to loosen up a little bit. A drink or two sometimes will help you, you know, get rid of the nerves and help you sink a few putts.
Exactly.
Whereas if you're
You don't want to be
stone
too
cold
rigid, do
sober,
you? Right.
that's great. How does it work? Because you said there's 3 9-hole courses. Is it like free for all when you pay a ticket, you can play all three, or do you pay like per course? That way you have a variety of different ones you can pay to play each time.
Yeah. So what will happen is you will either book online or through our sales team, and prices start at about $19 for a round of that's one round of the 9-hole course. And
Gotcha.
so you'll be allocated the course on arrival, which means, yeah, you'll play one course, like I say, 30 to 40 minutes. Generally, we find that that's exactly the right amount of crazy golf for people. And after that, they're ready to hit the bars or grab some food. But yeah, if you want to play more than one course, then there's definitely that option as well. And you can either go chat to our team while you're there and they'll hook you up, or you can book online. So yeah, lots of options. But we find, generally speaking, by the time people have played the 9 holes, it's just the right level of fun and competition. They might have be falling out with the person they came with if they've just been beaten. And so it's generally a wise idea to go and head to the bar after that.
Exactly. And so you said it's $19 per person. Are you allowed to show up just alone to play, and you know, and you can get paired against someone, I guess, or is it like, do you encourage people to kind of show up with a group?
Yeah, generally people come down with the people they're going to play with, and then we set people off in twos, threes, or fours down the course. So yeah, generally it's encouraged to come with your group. But yeah, there's plenty of action to watch. If you're just sitting in the bar, you can get some advice and tips and learn how it's done by watching the courses before you step up and play. And you can, if you want to play, you can book online, or we hold back a number of walk-up tickets every day. So obviously on the peak days like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they tend to sell out fast. So it's best to head down early to avoid disappointment. But yeah, if you can't find what you're looking for online, it's definitely worth showing up.
Cool. And you've mentioned a couple times about the gourmet food. So after you work up an appetite, you know, either winning or getting a beat down on the course,
Yeah,
you're gonna want to
it's
go eat,
possible.
drink, and eat your sorrows away, or celebrate maybe if you win. Do you have the list in front of you? I have it, but it'd be cool if you could say it, of like the local DC like food vendors that are sort of partnering with you guys.
Yeah, sure. So we know that sometimes when you go to activity venues, you know, everyone's been to a bowling alley in their dim and distant past where they've had some bad food, like maybe a bad hot dog or some wings or whatever. And we wanted to create an amazing food offer when you come to Swingers. So wherever we are, we work with local food partners and kind of recognized brands. And in DC, we work with Need Hospitality and Design, who are known for their restaurants across the city. And they have curated a number of concessions for us. So we have Lil Succotash offering amazing, delicious burgers and sandwiches. We have Two Taco, who've got some incredible Mexican food. We have Needs a Pizza, which is their pizza brand, doing fantastic slices. And then Mazadar Bakery, who are delicious gelatos, cookies, brownies, and they do an incredible cheesecake as well. So yeah, once when you come down, either before or after your round, you could go grab some delicious food. And because of the range of options, there really is something for everyone.
Cool. Well, I have plenty to work with in terms of the specifics of this location and everything. So thanks. That made my job easy. But let's end sort of big picture it a little bit. So I believe this is the fifth location, you know, worldwide, and
Yeah.
only the third location in the US. So where are all of those five locations?
So we started out in London, and we have two in central London, one in the city, which is the financial district, and one in the West End, right by Oxford Street, where the famous shopping district. Then we opened in DuPont Circle in 2021. We opened in New York City in Manhattan last year. And then, yeah, Navy Yard is our fifth location. We're not on like a crazy rollout. We're all about creating incredible experiences. So we don't have any more openings scheduled for this year. We're just all about making sure we do these beautiful, theatrical, creative spaces, and that when you come down, you have an amazing time. And that's what we're looking forward to offering to all the people who come and check us out in Navy Yard.
Yeah. And just real quick, speak to sort of why, I mean, it just strikes me that, you know, there's only three U.S. locations, and two of the three, in addition to New York, two of the three are in D.C. You know, why did you decide to, you know, you did D.C., New York, why not? Why did you guys decide not to then go, I don't know, Chicago, L.A., St. Louis, whatever, you know, pick another town? Why was D.C. so successful that you said, you know what, hell, we're going to go the first two out of three in the nation's
capital?
That's
a good question. Well, I think initially when we came to the US, we were looking for great cities on the eastern seaboard, because obviously proximity to London was something we were looking for. And then we just discovered DC and kind of fell in love with it as a city. It's got this very discerning population who like to go out, have fun, enjoy good food. And so like I said, we got open on the back of the pandemic, and the reaction has been fantastic. People have been loving the DuPont Circle location. And so when the space came up in Navy Yard, it was an opportunity to kind of mirror what we do in London, where we have two venues. We knew there was the demand in DC, and we knew how to kind of set it up and make it work. So yeah, we're just delighted to be doing more in this city. We're very passionate about it. We love being part of the fabric of the city. And yeah, there's lots of other places that we want to get to in time. But for now, yeah, we love bringing great experiences to the good people of Washington, D.C.
Awesome. Well, let's end by you speaking directly to those, quote, good people of Washington, D.C. I always like to end like that, you know, pretend like I'm not even here and you're just, you know, if someone's riding in the car and the radio stuck in traffic in the Beltway or whatever, and they hear this, come on, they want to hear your voice saying, you know, hey, DC, come on out to the swingers putt-putt or mini golf, you know, and if you could, like, while you're saying that, like, describe, like, why it's different from maybe other putt-putts in the area that they could do.
Sure. So if you hear about swingers, you're probably thinking, first of all, what is swingers? So it's mini golf with cocktails, gourmet street food, live DJs in a really cool environment. And there's probably part of your brain thinking, that sounds like it's going to be kind of tacky. It's called swingers and it's mini golf. But let me tell you, it's actually really elevated and really fun. And you're going to come down and find a super cool space where you can have a genuinely good time, where you can get up with your friends or your colleagues away from the table, go and do a really cool activity and have great cocktails and great food while you're doing it. So check out www.swingers.club to find out more and grab tickets and come and see us in our new location in Navy Yard, which opens Friday.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us again. I feel we talk to you every time you open one of these, so I'm sure, you know, see you in a couple of years when you open a third.
Yeah, thank you for your support. We really appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Take care. Bye.